弟兄姐妹们平安。
Sister, your brothers and sisters.
我们今年暑假主日信息的主题是二人成为一体。
The theme for this, the theme of the message for this summer Sunday service is to become one.
重点是建立合神心意的婚姻。
The main focus is to establish the marriage that is pleasing to God.
在过去两个月的主日信息里面，我和其他几位讲员都曾经提到，任何在婚姻之外的性行为都是神所憎恶的罪。
In the Sunday service message for the past 2 months, several speakers and I have mentioned that God sees any sexual activity outside of marriage as a detestable sin.
那么什么是避免婚外性行为最好的方法呢？
So what is the best way to avoid extramarital sex?
可想而知，就是夫妻两个人能够从婚姻里面婚姻的生活里面得到最大的满足。
Therefore, if both husband and wife has a satisfying life from their marriage,
如果他们在婚姻里的性生活能够得到满足的话，会发生婚外情的可能性就自然会大大的降低。
The possibility of extramarital affairs will be greatly reduced.
虽然性生活这个话题非常的敏感。
Although this topic of sexual life is very sensitive,
在公众的场合谈这个更会让人有点害羞尴尬。
Talking about this in public places can be shy and embarrassing.
但是为了帮助教会的人能够建立更稳固、更合神心意的婚姻，我们每隔一阵子仍然需要把圣经的教导清楚地教导给大家。
But to help the couples in the church to build a more stable marriage, which is pleasing to the God.Occasionally, we still need to use some principles from the Bible to teach everyone.
今天我们读的哥林多前书第七章一到五节就提到了好几点原则。
Today, we bring up several principles from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 to 5.
那我先讲一下背景。
Let me start with the background.
从第七章第一节，我们不难看到保罗之所以会写下这段话，是因为哥林多教会的人写信问他关于夫妻之间性生活的事情。
It's not difficult for us to see from the verse, first verse that the reason why Paul would write this verse is because that many believers from Corinthians ask him about the sexual matters between husband and wife.
他们问的问题是什么呢？
What question did they ask?
是因为当时教会里面有人可能是受了希腊哲学里面禁欲主义那一派的影响。
It's because the Christians may be influenced by the practice of strict denial, self-denial in the Greek philosophy.
他们认为夫妻之间的性生活是放纵情欲的表现。
They believe that sex between husband and wife is a behavior of unrestrained desire.
他们觉得这样子不属灵，所以敬虔爱主的基督徒不应该做这些事。
They believe that this is not spiritual, therefore Christians who are godly and shouldn't be doing this.
而且看来当时已经有一些基督徒用这个做理由拒绝和配偶行房，结果产生了家庭纠纷。
It seems like some Christians have used this as an excuse to refuse having sexual life with their spouses, resulting in family disputes.
那他们的配偶不得不问，哎，本来没有信耶稣之前日子还好好的，怎么信了主之后连这个夫妻之间亲密关系都不准有了呢？
The spouses have to ask, before believing in Christ, the life is still good, but after becoming a Christian, suddenly the intimate relationship between husband and wife is not allowed.
虽然2000年前哥林多教会人所问的问题跟今天我们会问的未必完全一样。
Although the question asked by Corinthians 2000 years ago might not be the same as the question we ask today.
但神借着保罗写的这段回答里面包括几个原则是很值得我们注意的。
But God used Apostle Paul to write this verse to answer several principles that are worth noting.
七章二节三节提到的第一个原则就是夫妻有满足对方性欲的责任。
Chapter 7, verse 2 and 3 talks about the first principle that husband and wife has responsibilities in satisfying each other's sexual desire.
这边特别提到，特别强调，神设立婚姻制度，其中的原因就是要避免淫乱。
It is stressed here that God established an institution of marriage. One of the reasons is to avoid sexual immorality.
神期望人让性方面的欲望在一夫一妻的婚姻制度里面得到满足，然后保持圣洁。
God expects people to find satisfaction in their marriage and maintain holiness.
有很多的宗教哲学把性视为肮脏污秽的事情。
Some religions and philosophies see sex as dirty and filthy.
但是性欲实际上是神在创造天地万物的时候的一个设计。
But sexual desire is actually a design of God during the creation of heaven and earth.
有些动植物是无性生殖，但是有些却有公的和母的之分。
Some plants and animals reproduce asexually, but some are differentiated by male and female.
他们有求偶的欲望和本能，透过交配来繁衍后代。
They have the desire in looking for spouse, reproduce the offspring through mating.
圣经说神照着自己的形象造人。
Bible says that God created man according to his message, to his image.
简单来说，这句话的意思是神将自己的一些品质和特性单单的赐给了人。
What this means is God gave man some of his quality characteristics.
比如说创造力。
For example, creativity.
还有对完善和美的追求。
The pursuit of beauty and perfect.
对永恒的渴慕。
Of the eternal admiration.
像这些都是人独特有的。
These are unique characteristics of man.
那神照着自己形象造人的时候也选择造男造女。
God created man in his image, also chooses to create male and female.
让他们有性别的差异，而且彼此吸引。
Gender different and also attract each other.
这其中有一个奥秘的目的。
This has a mysterious purpose.
到了新约圣经以弗所书将它阐明了，我们过几个礼拜会看。
New Testament Ephesians has made it clear. We will see this in a few weeks' time.
无论如何，连我们中国的至圣先师孔子都说，食色性也。
In any case, China's greatest teacher Confucius also says that food, sex, desire are the same.
性方面的欲望是生理非常正常的需要，就像人肚子饿了会想吃一样。
Sexual desire is a normal physiological need, just like hungry people want to eat.
所以有性欲和食欲本来是正常的，并不是恶事，也不是罪。
Sexual desire and appetite are normal. This is not a bad thing, not a sin.
真正的问题往往是出在欲望的滥用和误用。
The real problem often lies in the desire to abuse and misuse.
所以性欲和食欲一样，只要适量，不过度放纵，而且是以合神心的方式去满足，就可以是美好的。
Therefore, sexual desire and appetite, as long as it's not excessively indulgent and to satisfy in a way that is pleasing to God, it can be wonderful.
甚至从圣经的观点来说，吃东西除了填饱肚子、补充营养和体力之外，吃的美味开心也是非常可以的。
Even from the standpoint of Bible, eating besides filling your stomach, replenish nutrients and fitness, it is also desirable to eat good food.
同样的，圣经里面也有不少的经文显出，性是神所设计。可以带给人快乐满足的礼物。
Similarly, there are many verses in the Bible showing that sex is designed by God to give this happy, satisfying gift to people.
所以神设立婚姻，除了繁衍后代之外，其中另外一个目的是让人在夫妻关系当中彼此满足、享受这一方面的需要。
Therefore, God established marriages other than to reproduce, the other objective is to allow couples to satisfy this need.
近代的基督徒辅导婚姻辅导专家都会很均衡地强调这一点。
Modern Christian marriage counselors emphasize this point.
比如说我在为人做婚前辅导的时候，在谈到夫妻之间的性生活的时候，我总会推荐一本书。
For example, when I counsel a couple before their marriage, during the discussion of counseling between husband and wife.
那这个书名就叫做 Intended for Pleasure.
I will always recommend a book called Intended for Pleasure.
那作者是医生，是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
The author is a doctor, a devout Christian.
那这本书写得很合圣经，很专业，也很健康。
This book is aligned with Bible, very professional and very healthy.
总之，妥善的满足性方面的需要，对人在生理和心理上都是很有正面帮助的。
In short, it helps a lot when the needs of the people in terms of physical and mental health are properly met.
这在神的眼中并不是坏事，而是一件美事。
In the eyes of God, it is not a bad thing, but a good thing.
所以圣经在哥林多前书七章三节所强调的原则是， 丈夫应该要满足太太在性方面的需要，太太也应该要满足先生的需要。
So the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 7:3 emphasizes that the principle that the husband should satisfy the sexual need of his wife, while the wife should satisfy the needs of his husband.
请特别注意这一节经文的语气，并不是只是一个建议供你参考，而是一个清楚的命令。
Please pay special attention to this verse. It is not a suggestion for your reference, but a clear command.
所以一个人既然结婚了，就有这方面的责任。
Since a person is married, he has this kind of responsibilities.
如果不尽上当尽的义务，不仅是违反神的命令，还会让撒旦魔鬼有更多的机会去制造淫乱方面的试探。
If he didn't fulfill his responsibility, this is not only a violation of God's command, but also Satan the devil will have more opportunities to test your immoral aspects.
所以这是我们每一对夫妻都必须谨慎小心的。
Therefore, every couple should be careful of this.
在七章四节进一步谈到主权的原则。
Chapter 7, verse 4 further talks about the principle of sovereignty.
这边说，妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。
It is said that the wife has no power to decide her body. Her husband has the deciding power. Husband has no power to decide his own body. His wife has the deciding power.
所以夫妻不只是有义务去满足配偶的需要，而且在心态上必须肯把主权交出去。
This verse not only emphasizes that the obligation of couple to satisfy each other, but also willing to give the deciding power to the other person.
当配偶表达有这方面的需要的时候，你不应该只是想主权在你。
When your spouse expresses that he has this kind of need in this area, you should not think that.You have the deciding power.
不要单凭你个人的意愿和喜好来决定。
Do not make the decision based on your personal preferences.
而要承认，在神所设立的婚姻制度当中，神已经赋予你和你的配偶有充分的权利来提出这方面的要求。
And you should recognize the institution of marriage established by God. God has endowed your spouse the full authority to make this request.
而你理当尽你的本分来配合。
Well, you should do your part to match the request.
有一个错是很多很多夫妻都常常犯。
Many couples often commit a mistake.
就是拿性当作辖制对方的工具。
That is to take sex as the tool to control the other party.
比如说配偶有哪一件事情让你很不满，你就故意冷落他，不和他行房。
For example, you are unhappy with something about your spouse. You intentionally ignore him, not wanting to sleep with him.
或者说，在他想要行房的时候，你就趁机跟他谈条件，说：“我们还有一件事情没谈清楚。”
Or when one wants to have sex, the other party takes the opportunity to talk conditions with him.
你强迫他答应一件他一直不肯答应的事。
Wanting him to agree to something he has refused to agree previously.
这些都是不合宜的。
These are not appropriate.
七章四节圣经讲得很清楚，这个权柄不应该是你的。
Chapter 7, verse 4 clearly says that this authority is not yours.
是神给你的配偶的。
It's God who gave this to your spouse.
因为你要尊重你的配偶，因为这也是尊重神。
You have to respect your spouse because This is also respect God.
我知道很多夫妻都常常犯这方面的错误。
I know that many couples make this kind of mistake.
但请大家不要小看这个原则的重要性。
But please do not belittle the importance of this principle.
很多年前我在加州的一个教会里面，我们有好几个家庭是很好的朋友。
Many years ago, I was in a church in California. We are good friends with several families.
有一天，出乎我们所有人的意外。其中一对夫妻突然宣布要分开。
One day, unexpectedly, one couple announced that they want to be separated.
他们两个人平常待人处事都非常的好。
Both of them usually treat people very well.
他们即使说要分开了，两个人也都不轻易跟别人数算配偶的不是。
Even if they want to get separated, they do not easily tell outsiders, the bad things about each other.
所以一开始连我们这些跟他们很好的朋友问来问去都问不出个所以来。
So from the start, we, although we are good friends, we also cannot find out the reason why they want to be separated.
那在我们看来，既然没有什么足够的严重理由啊，婚外情啊，或家庭暴力，那就没有理由分开。
In our view, since there is no sufficient serious reason, for instance, domestic violence or extramarital affair, then there is no reason to be separated.
所以我们大家死缠着不放，不断的劝他们要和好。
So we constantly bug them, advise them.
到后来我们才知道，一切的起因是开始于很多年前的一次摩擦。
Later we learned that the cause of everything is one thing that happened years ago.
摩擦发生的时候，太太就在先生想要行房的时候，用拒绝为工具来报复他。
When the conflict occurs, the wife refused her husband's sexual request just to revenge.
一次、两次、五次之后，先生就不愿意再遭到求欢被拒的羞辱。
Once, twice, five times later, the husband is not willing to face the humiliation from the rejection.
两个人人品其实都非常好。
In fact, both people have very good character.
在生活当中彼此也都维持很好的礼貌。
In their lifestyle, maintain good manners.
但是先生心中的苦毒越积越深。
But the husband is feeling more bitter as time goes.
而太太呢，先生不再来找他，也让他的心里越来越不舒服。
And since the husband stopped going to the wife feels uncomfortable.
也许因为他们两个人都太内向太拘谨。
Perhaps because both they are both introvert and too reserved.
所以早早应该针对这件事情彼此沟通的没有做。
When they supposed to communicate earlier and openly, they did not do so.
一年一年这样子下来，等到里面的情绪烧到沸腾的时候，裂痕已经大到难以弥补。
Years after years, when they feel emotional, the crack between them is too big to be mended.
这是一个我亲眼所见，结果很令人伤心的真实例子。
This is what I have seen personally, which is a very sad case.
我举这个例子是希望所有的人都永远不会忘记这个原则的重要。
I cite this example is to hope everyone does not forget the importance of this principle.
夫妻之间有矛盾是难免的。
Conflict between husband and wife is unavoidable.
我知道在事情不合你心意的时候，还要配合配偶的要求行房，可能会让你心里很不舒服，甚至觉得委屈。
When things doesn't go your way, you still have to accept your spouse's sexual desire. It may make you feel uncomfortable and feel wrong.
但是希望每一位都记得，除非顺服你配偶的要求与顺服神有明显的冲突。否则你要照着圣经的原则把主权交给你的配偶。
But I hope you remember that unless your spouse requests conflict with your obedience to God, you have to obey the Bible principle to give your spouse your sovereignty.
你这样的态度神会喜悦的，也是会对你的婚姻有益。
This attitude will be pleasing to God and is beneficial to your marriage.
七章五节提到第三个重要的原则，就是夫妻当维持亲密的关系。
Chapter 5, verse 5, and chapter 7, verse 5 talks about the third important principle, that is, husband and wife should maintain an intimate relationship.
我刚刚说，哎，只要与顺服神没有明显的冲突，就应该带着顺服的心去配合配偶的需要。
Like what I just said, as long as there's no apparent conflict with obedience to God, they should meet the needs of their spouses with a submissive heart.
那么如果有一方有感动要一整个月都倾心祷告，另外一方却想要行房的时候，这算不算是与顺服神有冲突呢？
So if one is touched to have a pure heart in praying for a month, but the other party wants to have sexual activity, does this consider as a conflict with obedience to God?
根据七章五节看来，神似乎并不赞成基督徒用这个高大的属灵理由做借口来拒绝配偶这方面的需要。
According to chapter 7 verse 5, God does not seem to be in favor of the Christian to use spiritual reason as an excuse to reject their spouse needs.
这边强调，即使是为了倾心祷告的缘故，也必须是两厢情愿才可以分房。
This emphasizes that even if it's because of praying,It must be mutual consent, then you can sleep separately.
这边还强调，即使是分房，也只是暂时分房，之后仍应同房。
this verse also emphasizes that even if sleeping separately, it can only be temporarily one. Later should still sleep together.
所以由此看来，应该维持的常态是夫妻同房。
From here we can see that husband and wife should maintain sleeping together.
而分房是双方同意的特殊情况下可以有的短暂安排。
Only under special situation they can sleep separately for short term.
讲的具体一点，在一般情形之下，夫妻应该维持亲密的关系，中断时间太长是不好的。
Specifically, in normal circumstances, husband and wife should maintain intimate.Relationship, long interrupt time is not good.
否则如七章五节后半节所说的，是会让撒旦魔鬼有更多引诱你们的机会。
Otherwise, just as the later part of chapter 7 verse 5 says, you are giving Satan the devil more chances to tempt you.
对于我们在座的人来说，这个原则在生活当中其实是有蛮高的应用性。
For us here, this principle in life is highly applicable.
比如说我们今天大家在海外这个小城
For example, today we are living in this small town overseas.
要夫妻两个人都可以在这里读书或都在这个小城里面找到理想的工作并不容易。
For husband and wife to study here together or work together, it is not easy.
所以很多的夫妻都会面临是否要分居两地的选择。
That's why many couples are facing the choices of staying, of living separately.
我们通常的劝勉就是根据七章五节这个原则。
We usually give advice according to the principle in 7-5.
在双方同意的情形之下，短暂的分开是可以考虑的。
Under the agreement of both parties, both short-term separation can be considered.
但是必须要设一个限度，绝对不可以长。
But they have need to preset a limit.Must not be too long.
我非常鼓励所有的夫妻都坚守这个原则。
I encourage all couples to adhere to this principle.
即使其中一方必须牺牲学业或事业，都要紧紧抓住这个不可长期分开的原则。
Even if one party has to sacrifice his studies or work, should firmly follow the principle of not separating for a long period.
很感谢神，这十多年来我们在教会里面看到。好几位基督徒有很难得的榜样。
Thanks God for the past 10 years in the church, I've seen met several Christians setting rare example.
他们为了坚持两人不长期分开的原则，就不计代价、不计牺牲的凭信心往前走。
They adhere to the principle of not separating for too long. They move forward faithfully at all costs.
看来后来看到神祝福他们的婚姻，祝福他们的生活，真的是看到神的信实，也真的是为他们高兴。
Later, I saw God bless their marriage, bless their life. Really see God's faithfulness. Really feel happy for them.
另外还有一点很值得大家留心。
Another thing worth noting,
就是有很多夫妻虽然住在一起，却因为受生活作息的影响而长期忽略了有亲密关系的重要。
Although there are many couples living together, their relationship has been long overlooked due to the impact of their individual lifestyle.
有的人是晚上还长期工作。
Some work long hours at night.
回家太晚或者是太晚睡觉。
Come back home late or sleep late.
有的人是每天忙到身体太疲累或者是没有心情。
Some people feel tired from the long busy day or not in a good mood.
即使是双方都没有兴致或两个人都不觉得有什么需要，我们要记得神对婚姻的设计是夫妻能够维持亲密的关系。
Even if husband and wife have no mood or both feel that there's no needs, we must remember that God designed marriage and one couple to maintain intimate relationship.
如果两个人明明是有夫有妻，又都没有什么健康方面的问题，却不同房。
If two persons are married and they have no health problems, but didn't sleep together,
时间久了，身体上的不亲密往往会导致心理上产生更大的隔阂。
As time passes, physical intimacy would lead to psychological barrier.
很多专家都说夫妻之间有亲密的性关系可以像润滑剂一样化解掉很多纠纷。
Many experts say that husband and wife maintain intimate sexual relationship is similar to lubricants. Remove some conflict.
能够化解了这些摩擦的话，能够让婚姻的关系运转得更加稳健顺畅。
When you can remove this conflict, it will make the marriage relationship more firm and smooth.
所以，凡是配偶都还健在的已婚夫妻，我们要记得这个润滑剂的重要。
Therefore, if your spouse is still around, please remember the importance of these lubricants.
最后，我谈一些比较实际的事情。
Finally, I discuss some practical things.
很多人都知道，在希腊文里面。当讲到爱的时候，最常用到三个字。
Many people know that in Greek, when they talk about love, they talk about three words are usually